Good morning, Nick.
So here we are, the end of January, start of February, and people by now have probably received their credit card bills from December and the holidays.
Womp, womp, womp. Right?
And it's so easy. You know, I'll put this on the card. It's Christmas. I'm going to buy this nice thing for these nice things. I'm just going to put it on the card. And by now, the bills have come due.
Yeah. So, you know, I often am defending clients and people out there because the first kinds of comments I hear when somebody says something like that, like, oh boy, you shopped at Christmas and now your credit cards are due, is people say, what's the matter with those people? Why don't they just only buy things in cash? And, you know, how stupid were you to use your credit cards?
Yeah. And
so I'm here to defend that a little bit and talk about not only why that happens, but how to feel better about this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this cycle. So, of course, we can always talk about the math, but I like to talk about the psychology, about the philosophy I have about why people get in debt, stay in debt, can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they know it's bad for them to be there, they can't quite make the leap to get out. So here's what I think happens. I think that when you're buried in debt, you feel bad. You feel stress.
Yeah.
And in order to provide yourself and your family with a sense of normalcy, which is sort of your positive feedback to feel okay again, you provide stuff. In the form of toys, cars, vacations, whatever.
Things that make you feel better.
Right. Now, how do you do that if you're deep in debt? You take on debt on more credit cards, right?
Right.
Or in some other way. Sometimes people tell me that they don't have any debt because they don't have credit card debt, but their house is maxed out because they refinanced their house.
Right.
Time. That's still debt.
Still debt.
Right? Student loans, still debt. Car loans, still debt. So the cycle here that we have is, oh, I feel really lousy because my finances aren't in good order or because I'm buried in debt. How am I going to feel better? I'm going to buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're laughing, but this is really what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that cycle continues. And unless you feel better about your finances, you aren't going to get to the next step. So how do you force yourself to feel better when you already feel lousy, right? How do you fake it until you make it, essentially?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. My thought is you have to choose one little thing. You just change one thing. You make some sort of decision. When you make a decision about what trajectory you're going to do or what you're going to change, you will immediately feel better because you've taken some sort of action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say you just have to do something, I know that's really vague and that's not, you know, people out there saying, well, what do I do? I'm going to tell you it almost doesn't matter at that stage. When you're really buried and you just feel morose and you can't possibly see your way into picking up the phone and calling somebody for help. Change something. Decide, okay, what I'm going to do today to change my financial picture is fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out and do some research on the internet. I am going to pick up the phone and call somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go fill out a form. I'm going to call a friend or a counselor. I'm just going to make the first step out of debt, right? Once you do that, you will feel better immediately and you'll get a little positive reinforcement. Now, once you do that several times, you start to get that positive reinforcement. You make another little change, you get more positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what you've done? You reversed the cycle.
Right.
Now the sense of normalcy becomes, oh, I'm going to feel really good about my finances because I'm paying attention to things. And that's what makes me feel better. I'm seeing my way out of debt. I'm seeing that I can save for the next vacation. I'm seeing that my budget is in order. And so that sort of stuff, at least financially, helps us to feel better.
Right.
But I mean, I remember all too well what it feels like to shoulder that burden of financial debt for the family and want to provide this sense of normalcy. Everything's okay. We go on vacations like our friends and the kids go to camp and we get toys and so-and-so is going to go to school. And right. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it by taking on debt underneath, you got that muddy, lousy feeling that maybe you're not doing so well. And so you can still provide those things for your family, but you have to find a way to make yourself feel better about it. And that means making your finances better.
All right. Dr. Francis Raham, the money doctor of Power Down Debt and hugyourstudentdebt.org. If people have questions about, and you're here every week, if people have questions about anything they hear or they want to learn more about what you do, they can reach out to you.
Sure. People call me all the time and tell me, I feel so awful because, and you can reach us at 413-774-5555 or 773-3333, and we will help you feel better.
And we will talk next week.
Thanks.